We welcome back one of our favorite people to talk to, an actor, singer, songwriter, a tremendous golfer as well, and he's getting ready for an exciting show 1 week from tomorrow. We welcome back our friend John O'Hurley. Hello there, John.
How are you, Rich? Good. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, as always.
Well, it's great to have you back with us. I am so excited for this show next week. Now, you've been doing your one-man show, A Man with Standards, for several years. For anybody who's not familiar with what you do, can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's a one-man musical. It's meant to be the stories of my life growing up in the 50s and the 60s, surrounded by the music of that time. We call them the American Standards, the Great American Songbook. I grew up around Henry Mancini, Frank Sinatra, and I use that music to underscore the wacky stories of my life. So it's a lot of fun. As I describe it, it's music, laughter, and only one tear.
And next week you'll be doing it at Feinstein's at Vitello's in Los Angeles, but
yep.
Even those of us here on the East Coast have a chance to see it because you're going to be streaming this performance.
Well, this is brand new now. A lot of the smaller shows at some of the great cabaret venues around the country are moving towards streaming, so that people who are not, perhaps not have access to major cities and the major clubs, but they can still watch it in the safety of your own home. But it's a lot of fun, and they're going to be streaming it, so it doesn't matter where you are, you can tune in.
Now, of all those great composers that have written the music of the Great American Songbook, do you have a personal favorite?
You know, I'm a big fan of Anthony Newley. Not many people know much about him, although he was one of the most versatile and celebrated stars of the 60s and 70s. He wrote several hundred songs. He wrote half a dozen Broadway musicals, starred in all of them. He was just an absolute virtuoso, and wrote some of the most beautiful music. What Kind of Fool Am I? Things that you're like that. He's just really a remarkable man. I do a little bit of his music in the show as well, as a little bit of a tribute to him.
Now, you're a songwriter yourself. Do you do any of your own songs?
I do include one song that I wrote to my wife on her very significant birthday about 10 years ago. And it seems to stop the show a little bit because, as I say, there's one tear, and that's, as I look out into the audience, that's where people are wiping their eyes. So it's a very poignant song, but it certainly has a deep effect on the audience.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, people can get tickets. You can go online at Feinstein's at Vitello's.com for more information there. And you've got a lot of things going. I saw online that next week you're doing a wonderful event down in Nashville with the guys from Sawyer Brown.
I will be. We're doing, we're kind of giving a big kickoff to a charity that I do work exclusively with, Child Help. It's the largest. It's the largest agency directed against child abuse in the country, and they do miracle work. And the Nashville chapter is just getting going, big stream. So we're going to have Sawyer Brown there, and I'll be there, and we're going to have a good time.
Now, I have to ask you about this. You must have enjoyed the wonderful run of your alma mater, Providence College, in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Oh, wasn't that something? I'll tell you, what a great team he had. You know, Ed Cooley has distinguished himself to be one of the great college coaches and truly a mentor for young boys. I'll tell you, he's got these kids believing in themselves and being bigger than they ever thought they could be and working as a team together. And we certainly saw that in the way that they deported themselves all through the season from beginning to end. And yeah, it didn't end up the way we wanted to, but that's okay. You know, eventually only one team is going to win. So they took it down to pretty close to the end.
And he knows his standards as well. Our friend Nick Coyd, who works for the ABC affiliate down there, was interviewing Ed when they clinched their ticket to the big dance. And Nick teed him up and said, what kind of town is Chicago? And Coach Cooley jumped right in singing a little, my kind of town.
Yeah, he's quite a character. I've had quite a few dinners with Ed. He is just a joy to be around, and it's easy to see why the kids, he is such an attractive personality to all the kids and really to the entire community. He has ingratiated himself to Providence. And, of course, he's a hometown boy.
Now, are you optimistic about our Red Sox this season?
I feel really good. You know, they had to throw the first two games away, sadly, and they were to the Yankees. But, I think the short season, Grapefruit League, I think, has an effect. The pitchers are not quite ready. The hitters aren't ready. You know, it takes them a few days to warm up. I think I loved what I saw yesterday. I think going into, I think back in the home turf, I think is going to help a lot too. It's tough to be, it's tough to open up a season on unfamiliar turf. It just is, especially against the Yankees.
Now, will you be making any appearances at stadiums this summer?
We're kind of looking into that right now. The minor league teams are just kind of getting back up to speed now on having full seasons and looking at their marketing programs. I will be back at Fenway, I can tell you that. We're just heading up to our vacation home very shortly to Vermont there. So I'll be making a few sojourns down to Fenway Park with the family to pay my respects to my favorite team.
That's wonderful. We're talking with John O'Hurley here on Downtown. Now, will you be doing the Beverly Hills Dog Show broadcast again this year?
We will. It unfortunately got postponed this year. It was one of the last things that kind of bit the dust, unfortunately. But we will have the National Dog Show back again, of course, our 21st year in November, airing it in April next year, we will have the Beverly Hills Show back on again.
Now, in A Man of Standards, with Standards, you tell some of those stories. Will there be an occasion for you to do one of those lost Jay Peterman monologues?
I do, actually. Yes, I do. It's at a very funny point in the show as well. Yes, I do.
Well,
it has a perfect spot on the show.
I don't doubt that for a moment. Well, can't wait to see it next Friday night at 8 p.m., April 22nd, A Man with Standards. You can stream it live and watch John O'Hurley show the multifaceted entertainer that he is. John, we always appreciate you making time for us. Have a wonderful time next week, and we'll catch you again down the road.
Rich, joy to talk to you as always.
John O'Hurley with us on Downtown, and again, online, go to feinsteins@vitellos.com, and you can get your hands on tickets for that streaming performance coming up next Friday night from Los Angeles.